listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, I hope that all of you are still fine and still have full of spirit. Nah, yes, enthusiasm in listening to our program. Well, you know that lots of music, social culture compiled as our feature, and even information that we have already shared you listener. So now we have also another information for you. It is related to expanding creative economy market. Yes, well, deputy of the Ministry of Creative Economy and Media Creative, Agustini Rahayu, has said that within the creative economy subsectors, particularly the music industry, the ministry will provide incubation support ranging from content creation to commercialization. To promote their products, creative economy players can leverage various media platforms, including radio, television, print magazines, and digital technology. The Ministry of Creative Economy is also collaborating with state-owned radio station RRI or Radio Republik Indonesia to develop technology that can market creative economy products. In this case, it is including those from the music industry to enhance their competitiveness. Of course, she said, her side is also creating various market opportunities. Therefore, the government also must continue to adapt to technological advancements. Moreover, the ministry is also supporting the Musicpreneur program initiated by RRI to recognize musicians, composers, sound engineers, backstage crews, and everyone involved in the production of a work. Minister of Creative Economy Tengku Rifki Harsha encouraged creative economy players to take advantage of this initiative to foster coordination and communication within the music industry, ultimately helping Indonesian music gain global recognition.
Cepatlah pulang. untuk kita menaklukkan dunia. Berlarilah tanpa lelah sampai engkau meraihnya. Laskar Pelangi takkan terikat waktu. Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, cinta kita di dunia selamanya. Cinta kepada hidup memberikan senyuman abadi, walau hidup kadang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Voice of Indonesia.
www.voenews.id. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, still, we also have another wise word, and it is also related with our quote of the day. Yes. Now it is from Hos Cokro Aminoto. But what does Hos stand for, Faisal? Yes. Hos means Haji Umar Said. Yes, Haji Umar Said Cokro Aminoto. He said, if one shall be a great leader, they must be right like a journalist and speak like an orator. Hos Cokro Aminoto is an Indonesian father of national movement and national teacher. He is also known as a figure in the struggle for independence. He was one of the founders and leaders of trade and labor associations that play a key role in the struggle during the early 20th century.
Jangan takut. Welcome back to Book and Film Review, where we will discuss Indonesian books and films from Indonesian authors and directors. In this week's edition, we will discuss a book entitled Drupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. Seno himself is an author of the new generation in Indonesia. He chose to be an author because he does not want to be confined by situation and work. Many of his works were published in various media. The story offered by Seno in his works has a range of variation. His writings are not monotonous. One day he will write a non-cliché romance and a complex politics of a nation in the other day. Besides his peculiar works, he was also known for his reports on the situation of the past East Timor, which were written in a trilogy, namely Saksi Mata, or Witness, short story anthology, entitled Jazz, Perfume, and Incidents, and Ketika Jurnalisme Dibungkam, Sastra Harus Bicara, or When Journalism is Silenced, Literature Must Speak. In 2014, he launched a blog named Pana Journal on human interest stories, along with several journalists and communication professionals. So he was not a newcomer in Indonesian book industry. He got a lot of awards by making some short stories for magazines. Even the stories of Puppet or Wayang were retold by Seno in a tasteful chain of words. Those stories were published in a magazine, which later was compiled into a book entitled Kitab Omong Kosong, or The Tome of Nonsense, released in 2004. The book brought Seno to receive the prestigious Khatulistiwa Literary Award in 2005. In 2017, Seno wrote a story of a woman whose beauty surpasses the angels from above, named Drupadi. However, before we present the brief review of the book entitled Drupadi, let's listen to a song entitled Coba Coba Suang by Pai, Sandy Canister, and Dedy Kumala.
Cublak-cublak suang, suang ngeting galenten Mambuka tundung gudel, pak empole lalere Sombong guyu dele ake Cublak-cublak suang, suang ngeting galenten Mambuka tundung gudel, pak empole lalere Sombong guyu dele ake Cublak cublak suang, suang ngeteng gelenter Membuka tundung gudel, paham boleh lalirin Sopong guyu dele ake Cublak cublak suang, suang ngeteng gelenter Membuka tundung gudel, paham boleh lalirin Sopong guyu dele ake sir Sirpong dele kopong 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 sir Sirpong dele Cublak cublak suang Suang ngeting gelenter Membuka tundung gudel Pak empole lalere Sopong guyun dele ake sir Sirpong dele kopong sir
raised lore of woman in the epic of Mahabharata, the wife of the five Pandavas named Drupadi. The life of Draupadi from birth, love and death was unfolded. The novel Draupadi, published by Gramedia Pustaka Utama, is a compilation of stories that Sena wrote when he was working at Mingguan Zaman magazine. The novel also tells the story of Aswatthama, Karna, Kunti, Sriyata and Wisanggeni that Sena wrote in 1983 to 1984. In the book, it was told that goddess Draupadi disliked fate. A human life is meaningless without struggle. So if everything has been predetermined, what is still interesting in this prolonged life? Does human struggle have no meaning? Has all been destined by the gods, just like she who is the wife of the five Pandavas. Therefore, the mortal life on earth is not just about being good or bad, but how our attitude is towards the good and the bad. That was the synopsis of a book entitled Draupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. In the lore of Wayang, Goddess Draupadi, the wife of the five Pandavas, was almost tricked by King Dursasana, but was saved by the clothes of Draupadi, which was endless when being pulled. However, Seno excluded this magical phenomenon, so that Draupadi in his book must bear an unimaginable disgrace. This creates a big question for the readers, but it seems that Seno has his own way to depict this beautiful woman. Maybe Seno wants to show that happiness is not always with those of beauty and pride. Such nice imaginary was carefully put in pretty words. The 161-page book shares a lot of knowledge for the readers about the untold lore of Wayang. Although very different from the original story of Mahabharata, Seno still wrote it clearly. Yet there are several words incomprehensible by the reader, so it would be better if the writer provides some explanation. Overall, the book is able to entertain and add knowledge of the world of Wayang, which is a heritage of Indonesian culture, for the readers. Alright, well, listener, that was our brief review of a book entitled Draupadi, written by Seno Gumira Ajidharma. To wrap up this week's book and film review, let's listen to a song entitled Surga Durjana by Neurotic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, well, listener, finally, I'm Ahmad Faisal. I would like to end our togetherness on Indonesia today. It seems that, you know, and we would like to say thank you for listening, and we hope that what we have already given to you can improve your insight and also feel enjoyable on our segments and also programs. Just make sure that you will never be alone, because we will always be with you to accompany your time, activities or your days with our news, information, cultures, songs and many more about Indonesia. Stay tuned, because at 12 p.m. our colleague Ryan would like also to accompany you.
Yang kelam ada kita dan harapan mencari jawaban semua penuh pertanyaan kita bisa melayang dan tertawa
bicara tentang perasaan yang kian menyiksa, tentang rindu yang menggebu, tentang cinta yang tak terungkap.
Sudah terlalu lama kita berdiam, tenggelam dalam gelisah yang tak terekam. Memenuhi mimpi-mimpi malam kita,
duhai cinta.
Into this world, let them see. Mama. perasaan hati.
Here's the news. Indonesia's Minister of Religious Affairs suggested that mosques could function as 24-hour alternative rest stops for travelers during homecoming season. This initiative aims to provide a safe and comfortable place for those on long journeys, especially during Ramadan. The government encourages mosque management to support this effort by offering basic facilities for resting and refreshing. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has issued an early warning regarding high waves reaching up to 3 meters in Bali. This warning applies to several coastal areas and is expected to last for a few days. Fishermen and tourists are advised to remain cautious and follow safety guidelines to avoid potential risks. And that was the news. Boy listener, welcome to the afternoon session of Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And you can always watch this through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325kHz and 4755kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. But enough of me yapping, here is Afghan with Pesan Cinta.
Hati ini saat ditatap wajahnya, mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta? Tapi ku malu untuk mengatakan pada dirinya, oh Tuhan, tolong aku sampaikan pesan ini padanya agar dia tahu bahwa kini aku jatuh cinta. Oh Tuhan, bantu aku sembuhkan cara untuk mendapatkan. Telah jatuh cinta, malu hati ini saat ku tatap wajahnya, mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta?